listening to Vince Tracy's ramblings for Mellow Magazine.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in May of 1967, and we're going to start off at number one with the Tremolos. Great song, Silence is Golden. Still making really good music, and of course the Tremolos were at number one with Silence is Golden. And as I said in the article I wrote, it was all about the Mamas and Papas at number two, and dedicated to the one I love. Good old song, this one. Hope you like it.
Bye.
am just having a quick look at the presentation there, and I can't believe it. It was like Mama Cass Elliot was singing in a tent. I'm talking about a dress, by the way. Anyway, number three, and success for the UK with Puppet on a String.
One day that you say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Love is just like a merry-go-round, with all the fun of the fair. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I'm up in the air. One day that you say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. I may win on a roundabout, then I'll lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt, just who's pulling the strings. I'm all tied up in you, but where's it leading me to? I wonder if one day that you say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. I wonder if one day that you say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string.
Well, Sandy Shaw. And as I said in the article, now reclusive, apparently. But good memories. We're looking next at The Who and Pictures of Lily. Now, what I'm looking at is a recording of the time that they made this particular song. So it's 1967. We're going into the studio with The Who. I've no idea who's going to be there because, like everybody else, I just pressed the link. Let's go to the music.
And then one day things weren't quite so fine. I fell in love with Lily.
This is The Who, by the way, obviously trying to be a little bit like the Beatles, mucking around in the studio.
You haven't messed around with the monkeys, I guess, on the paper. Dave, open the camera.
On the fourth pictures of Lily.
So you keep jumping on John's
car. Yeah, sure.
John's usually louder than everyone else anyway. Yeah. You know, and if anyone needs backing up, it's sort of me.
Pictures of Lily!
You know, I can do it if... You know, once I get used to sort of...
Just do it with confidence. Just hit it, do you know? And let yourself hear your own voice. Give yourself an
If I change places with Roger, it'd be easy, wouldn't it? Get someone in between.
And Keith, when you hit the very high note, back off a bit because you're really piercing because of the height of the thing. You'll cut through everything anyway on that note.
Something that stuck them on my wall.
So, in some respects, probably they were mucking about. But, I mean, it's a little bit of musical history, and some would say it's a bit stupid. Others, perhaps not. However, wouldn't this probably have been quite nice for Frank to have his daughter singing on the song with him? It is, of course, Something Stupid, Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Saying something stupid like I love you. Your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love
It's quite funny when you look back at these things, you know. When looking at the pictures of Frank Sinatra, he had the sort of quiff early days Teddy Boy look, and then he went to sort of the older look when he went a little bit more obviously into the smoother type of music. Anyway, where are we going next? Number six, I think it is, isn't it? It's Lulu and The Boat That I Row. Now, lovely lady. Still really singing and looking good. So what more can I say?
Don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm the. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row.
household names. Decca was the label that he recorded with, and was making some great songs in this period of time. 1967, Tom Jones. Funny, forgotten, and a bit familiar. Those were the feelings he had.
Last night, quietly, she walked through my mind as I lay searching for sleep. Her soft hand reached out, she whispered my name as she brushed a tear from my cheek.
And Tom, of course, from Wales, number 8, and coming in from Ireland. I used to love this. So
well,
I did.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's lovely to be back in Belfast again. We're going to, first song we're going to sing for you is a song which we got many years ago from a well-known West of Ireland singer, Sean O's singer. Remember the name of Joe Heaney, or Joseph O'Haney. And he gave us this song in Donoghue's pub many years ago, and we went down to record it, and eventually, believe it or not, it got on Top of the Pops. That's 20 years ago. And we were a queer looking crew to be going on Top of the Pops even then. Anyway, this song is called Seven Drunken Nights. And it's, for years, it was a medley of our hit. It's called the Seven Drunken Nights, right?
As I went home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw her outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door, where my old horse should be? Yeah, you're drunk, you're dumb, you're silly, you're ribbon, and still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many day I travel, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be? Yeah, you're drunk, you're drunk, you're silly, you're still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travel, 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly, you rude, till you cannot see. It's a lovely tin whistle that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many day I traveled, 100 miles or more, but the tobacco in a tin whistle, sure, I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Yeah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. There's two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled, 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Yeah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a baby boy that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many days ago, 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before. And as I went home on a Sunday night, as drunk could be, I saw my wife inside the bed, and this she said to me.
That's lovely, Dad. I used to always refer to him as the singing cheese grater. Absolutely lovely, Dad. It was, of course, the Dubliners. And you're drunk, you silly old fool, as drunk as you can be. Here come the Kinks next, and it's Waterloo Sunset.
Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise.
Okay, so from the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset, we just about have time for the last one. This was at number 10. And it is, of course, Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze.
Just the end of time.